Charlie, you never do the intro. Do the intro.
I don't really have anything meaningful to contribute to the intro.
Let's do a non-meaningful intro then.
Okay. Oh. Thanks for joining us on the official podcast. The hosts are Kaya, Jackson, Andrew, and myself. Take the stage,
and now,
Jackson.
Those in the audience with even mild OCD might be a little angry at you for going out of order while introducing us, but hey, that's how the official podcast rolls. Ain't that right, boys? Antifa,
yes.
Anarchists. We're hardcore. Sometimes we do shit out of order. Sometimes we roll over trash cans.
Yeah, fuck you, Vidme.
All right.
That was a joke. We love Vidme. This episode is not sponsored by Vidme, though.
I suggest you.
Well, now they're
going to
think that it is.
People... Yeah.
That's how we roll, Kaya.
That's right.
Trash cans and shit.
No holds barred. Right. Trash cans will not survive.
Nothing will.
I mean, it was a little unexpected, but hey, you know.
All right, so Andrew's dying.
Sorry, I thought
he's assassinated already. So in the first 2 minutes outright, we first shit on our sponsors and then we choke. What a podcast.
Welcome to the last episode of the official podcast.
I can't believe we got to episode 7, to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't believe we made it past episode 2.
So, Charlie, do you have any actual subjects to talk about?
I don't think about the podcast until the day comes, so no.
All right, well, perfect.
Yeah.
That's by design.
I saw a YouTube video on some Turkish guy's channel the other day.
Was it on Vidme?
Yeah, on his Vidme channel, about your dad's small wiener. What's that all about?
Oh boy. Sounds like a rumor.
That does sound like a very nasty rumor.
Well, is it true? I'm sure you've...
We might have to consult our resident Charlie's dad expert, Andrew. Andrew, does Charlie's dad have a little wiener?
Charlie, can we call your dad live on podcast?
No, I'm really concerned that somehow my dad will find out. Like, I've had this hypothesis cooked up for so long, and I really don't want to have that talk with him. I want him to, like, drop his trousers and be like, see, it's not that small, huh, Charlie? Hey, bud?
It turns into an issue of pride. Did you guys know that because people make fun of Trump's little hands, he keeps sending people images of his hands encircled in golden Sharpie?
Does he do that thing like the guy from Sunny where he tries to put other people's hands over his hands?
Oh, yeah.
No. Apparently he just takes really flattering photos of his hands and then he circles them and sends them to people who mock him.
Fake news.
It would be funny if Charlie's dad did it to him. That just leaves a picture of
his
pillow every night.
Takes a picture of his dick and sends it to Charlie.
Hey, son, I heard you said that I had a small wiener. Well, I think I'm here to prove you wrong. And then on the photo he writes, "Ain't that some shit?"
you know those Photoshop pictures of people's necks where their necks get super long, like their face is just stretched out. That's what he does to his penis instead. It's just like super stretched out.
It does that after image thing like in Solitaire.
Yeah. It's just copy and paste it over and over again.
And Charlie has to debunk every picture to do forensic analysis. Dad, I don't even know what tool you use. Just stop.
I'm uninstalling Paint.
Mom leaks all the unedited versions to me.
What is with your family and photoshopping yourselves in images, Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie in all of his family photos is 7 feet tall.
The tallest in the group.
And when you look at it close, he just copy and pasted his legs 2 more times.
Yeah.
He has 4 kneecaps. Looks like Slender Man. I mean, shit, if I could do it, I would. Believable. Make myself look handsome or something.
So could we get your dad on the phone, Charlie?
I really don't want to call my... I'd rather not call him and ask him about his Johnson.
No.
Ask him about
something else. Drop the Johnson thing. Can we actually just, like, put him on and ask him what he's doing?
No, I mean, physically I could. Yeah, I have his number. We're in touch.
Let's do it.
Physically,
let's do it. It'll be fun.
That's gonna just be awkward.
Just no, don't just be like, "Hey, Dad, what are you doing?"
Why?
What would that
accomplish? Who wants to hear Charlie talk to his parents normally?
We want to get a fifth host on here.
If we're gonna do that, I'd rather have on Stan, the fucking world's best janitor.
Yeah, I'll call it Merlin.
Merlin the magician. You have him on speed dial.
I wish I had his number.
You don't need him. He'll find you.
Whenever there's a mess, Stan will be there to clean it.
Actually,
you shine like a mop bucket symbol in the sky.
In our subreddit, which everyone should visit, since you said magic, it reminded me there was a nice question. Which Disney princess would you guys pick to save you from an ISIS prison?
Fuck, I had that one written down as well. Random 9001 asks, what Disney princess would you choose to help you escape an ISIS prison? How would you escape?
Thank you to Random 9001 for 7 episodes of continued questions.
Thank you to our famous viewer and only.
You should just attribute everything to him.
Thank you for our sponsor, Random 9001, for supporting this podcast.
Welcome to the Random 9001 podcast.
I mean, I guess the obvious choice is Princess Jasmine from Aladdin, right?
Why?
Not for me.
Because she kind of... Yeah, why? She'd fit in? Like, she could sneak you out?
But see, my logic is I would pick the one who does not fit in at all. I would pick Elsa, since she's an ice magician.
I would
and
also
ISIS
pick
is
Elsa.
Mainly, like, she consists of goat fuckers in the middle of the desert. Like, they've never seen ice. They'd be terrified. Just not only is she a good fucking fighter and magician and has all the power to just create sentient icemen, they would shit their pants and run.
So, I would also Elsa. Choose Elsa for almost
no,
the same
can't
thing.
Choose
I just...
Elsa, Charlie. You have no. to choose someone else. Kai's already taken
Sorry,
that.
Charlie.
Damn.
We're all stuck in the same prison and we get one princess each to rescue us.
That's my favorite video game.
Disney presents Princess ISIS Escape.
A new flagship to rival Star Wars.
Make sure to get your parents' permission before logging on to play ISIS Escape.
So who would you choose, Charlie?
Well, shit, I don't know. All the other ones are kind of useless in escaping ISIS. None of them have the seasoning to get me out, you know what I mean?
Well, if you want, you can choose a man, a prince instead.
I'd pick Ariel and watch her flop about in the sand.
I mean, the thing is about the princes is they're all fuck-ups who usually need the princess to be even remotely useful.
Repeat that?
I said all the Disney princes are usually worthless idiots, like bumbling buffoons, aren't they? Like, as
I
far
thought
as
it was the other way
like,
around,
the prince
wasn't
in,
at least
the
on.
Older
the,
ones,
no, the
yeah,
prince.
But...
I mean,
not the newer
like
ones.
As far as I remember, the prince in Tangled, for instance, what the fuck did he ever do?
What the fuck Half did anyone in Tangled do? Kaya, please, tell me what that movie's
Jack's
point
not,
is.
Andrew, I know, but at least the horse helped a little bit. The prince
so
didn't
you,
do anything.
So you choose the horse to help you escape ISIS?
No, I still go with Elsa, but the horse is a close second pick.
It's a horse. That actually sounds really useful.
Oh, how in what universe would a horse be your hero from ISIS? That'd be the easiest
Charlie,
target.
You can attach a chain or rope to him and the other end to the bars, and he can rip open the cage.
All
and then you
have
can
to
ride
do,
him out of there.
All you have to do is lift up the horse's tail, show ISIS that it's female, and then they'll be so distracted you can just leave.
much like ICE, ISIS have never seen horses before, so they'd be petrified as well.
That's probably true, actually. They'd only have, like, what? Sand llamas?
Sand llamas. Sand llamas. You mean camels?
I mean, yeah. I was making a joke. It's not that I couldn't name the
animal. I thought you genuinely didn't know what camels were.
Let me teach you something about the Middle East, Kaya.
Yeah, really.
Please go ahead. Yeah.
Kaya, did you know that Turkey is both a food and a country?
Oh, wow. It's pretty disrespectful, but yeah.
I'd choose Princess Moana. I haven't seen the movie, and I don't know anything about the princess, so I'm just going to assume that maybe she'd be a good pick.
But yeah, she does look like a badass, doesn't she?
She only has power over water, though, as far as I know, and there's no water in the Middle East.
Wow, I couldn't have picked a worse princess.
You chose wrong.
I guess.
Now, let me ask, does Mulan count?
No.
Yeah.
She's a princess, right?
No. She is, yeah. Well, she gets crowned the princess at the end or something like that.
Yeah, alright. Asians can't be Mulan. Princesses. Excuse you?
That was the most asinine and random and banal instance of casual racism. Why of all
Jackson, just because your prime minister is a wallaby does not mean...
Oh, good joke from 5 episodes ago, Andrew.
Who says it's a joke?
But I do like Mulan. That's also a solid pick. She's pretty cool.
I'd go with Mulan. She could probably literally beat some ass.
You can't pick the same princess twice.
Who picked Mulan?
You didn't.
You said it twice, so now you've negated it. You can't.
Shit, you're right. Fuck. I'd go with Cusco, and then I can say, hey, look, a sand llama.
Oh, God. Edit that out. That was a bad joke.
Yeah, it was. I don't know where I was going with that, but it wasn't anywhere funny.
Edit out all the bad jokes.
Let's start over.
Hey, welcome to the official podcast.
Edit in wicked laughter. Can you just smash cut to an audience just laughing at us?
Yeah, I'll overlay the 2.5 Men soundtrack. The Big Bang Theory soundtrack.
Not even the laughter, just the men.
In the background.
Just all episode. Can we stuff and mount you when you die, Jackson?
I have no objections to that. That's probably one of the best ways to go. I don't want to be like cremated or anything like that.
I don't
know.
Where
do you want
to
be
would
displayed?
You guys volunteer to be in that Body World shit?
What's a Body World?
I forgot the guy's name, but I'm sure you guys know that one freak fuck-up guy who has this museum of bodies that he basically, he takes real human corpses and he displays them.
Yeah.
How do you not know this?
I don't know that.
Yeah.
No.
But
really?
I don't know his name. I forgot the dude's name.
Are you talking about the hit movie from 2004, House of Wax?
No, it's not a movie. This is an actual dude who has nothing better to do than encasing corpses in fucking plastic and then displaying them without skin and shit.
I mean, I think it's cool. I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not bad. It's just, I don't know.
I think
weird.
It's fascinating.
Funny.
Star Wars. All right,
here's
The Last
new,
Jedi was
here's
announced.
New,
Let's talk about Star Wars.
No.
Star Wars.
Here's a new topic. Because Jackson came up with the last one.
What did I come up
did
with?
We talk about dumb childhood stories or things we believed as kids that are super dumb or things we did that were super dumb as little kids?
No, we didn't.
I don't think so.
The only thing that came to mind is my asshole rubbing story for that.
Yeah, tell your
did
asshole
you tell
rubbing
that story,
story
on podcast.
Yeah, I'll tell it. I told you that story, right, Andrew? You know it.
You told me it twice, and I think it's a great story.
Did I tell you? Oh, that's right, because you asked me to tell it when we were streaming that one time.
Yeah. You're so right. Get it on the podcast then. Get like an official record.
Okay, we'll introduce it because
we get straight
we
to
cut.
The archive.
All right. So then, yeah, we'll cut to this part then.
Yeah, don't tell me what to cut. I'll just cut whatever I feel like.
You know what, Jackson? I hate to cut you
great,
off.
That's a
but...
great pick, Andrew.
Moana, that's a great pick. Oh, I said Moana.
Yeah, she's a princess. Anyway, Charlie,
so
you wrote your
hear about my
and
animals.
Stuff.
I'm done laughing.
I'm cutting that.
Fine. Anyway, I would pick Mulan. So speaking of Jackson's really tiny dick, Charlie, I hear you have a story to tell us.
Well, speaking of asshole rubbing, Andrew, I have quite a doozy from my childhood. So when I was like...
molestation story.
When I was like 4 or 5 years old I'm not quite sure how old I was, but for a while, after a shower or sometimes before, depending on what mood I was in, I would bend over in front of my parents' full-body mirror, and I was totally nude, and I'd spread my ass cheeks as wide as I could to get, like, a full anus in the mirror. And then I'd take the side of my right hand and just vigorously rub my asshole, just getting, like, so much friction between my skin and my anus. And then I'd smell it and be disgusted with myself, like, ew, oh, it's poopy, and then do it again, like, for a couple more minutes, and then take
a
shower.
The actual fuck.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just a habit I had. I just liked the smell of bad things when I was a little kid. Like,
so
not
you went straight to the source.
I used to do it with earwax too. Like, I wouldn't clean my ears for a while. I'd lick my finger, pick my ear, and then lick my finger again.
You're grossed out by earwax, but not him smelling his poopy.
Yeah.
If he's
how bad are the conditions in Turkey, Kaya? God damn.
No, yeah, Andrew, it's actually worse if he's eating his fucking earwax.
No, I wasn't eating. I was just
no. I would think shit eating is far worse.
I wasn't eating.
Yeah, but he wasn't eating it. He was only smelling it.
God damn it! I didn't eat anything.
But
no,
the poop
I just
put it in his mouth. That's basically eating.
Stay out of it, Charlie. Andrew, eating is worse than smelling.
Yeah. Oh, but he just said he didn't eat either. He didn't eat either of them. But you were
he said
out.
He put his finger in his ear and then in his mouth.
Yeah, but I didn't eat it.
He basically made an earwax pacifier.
He was getting that lube.
The earwax pacifier is pretty accurate, but I didn't like eat it. I just tasted it and put it back.
Well, did you put your tongue on
earwax it? Earwax wine tasting.
Spits it into a barrel.
Oh, yes, a fine year.
My spittoon.
Vintage.
Charlie still has that spittoon. It's next to his desk if the need ever calls.
Is the spittoon the thing that you spit in?
It's not a splatoon.
I didn't say
really.
It's a video game.
This podcast sponsored by Splatoon.
No, I'm seriously asking a question here. Is it the thing that you spit into?
Yeah.
Yes,
wait.
Yes,
no. God. I was gonna say. No one tell him. And Jackson, what do you think it is?
Well, I think it's the hit game premiering on the Nintendo Switch in 2 months.
Splatoon 2 out now, or not? Sponsored depending on when
Nintendo.
This podcast airs, I guess. Anyway,
cut that all out as well. Is that the end of your story, Charlie?
Yeah. No. Like that's about it. Someone mentioned asshole rubbing. Random 9,000 asked about
like
asshole
rubbing.
It wasn't
like a huge story. I was honestly expecting a longer mythical ethos there. That was just
a
little anecdote of how you smelled your dick.
What gave that impression? The premise was, I used to rub my asshole.
Not you.
What made
I
you?
Mean, Andrew saying you told it to me twice, but it was only on the stream. I think we should get it on official record here, now, today. You made that sound like we needed popcorn and fucking
and
5 gallons
of coke.
And
we fucking did that. It's a good story.
I thought we were going to be able to split it across three episodes.
It's a 30-second story, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry to disappoint it.
The Lord of the Rings, except it's Charlie rubbing his asshole for 11 and a half hours.
Yeah, I don't know why everyone came into that expecting fucking Homer's Odyssey.
It would have been better. I mean, what else did you smell?
That's about it. Just,
what?
Just my asshole.
Let's
just all talk about what we've smelled.
On that subject, what weird shit have you guys ingested?
I didn't ingest it!
Yes,
fuck,
you fucking did! The earwax
Charlie
touched
really
your tongue.
Offended.
Well, by that logic, your head getting touched by a tapeworm was you ingesting the tapeworm.
I didn't lick the tapeworm.
Well, no, it wasn't in his mouth. He didn't taste it and just fucking lick it like a wine bottle's cork.
Do you know how digestion works, Charlie?
Do I know how what works?
Digestion.
Digestion.
Of course. Do you know the mechanics?
Do you know
of
how
tapeworms
work?
Can you build a tapeworm and besiege?
Charlie, the most important question is, what did it taste like?
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it was weird. I hated the taste, but I kept going back for more. It was like a really...
So you did eat it?
I didn't eat it. I just touched my tongue, and I analyzed it. It was like a...
What, you sent it to your main computer?
You
sent it to the lab?
Test, is this a drug?
Computer, analyze.
He's peddling earwax on the streets.
A 3D model of his earwax popped up on his monitor. Ah... Yeah. Well, in that case, Kyle, what did you do? What did you do as a child that was stupid and or dumb or believed in or thought?
Everything.
Okay, give us a funny example.
Kids are stupid.
This is something I really have to think about. What was I wrong about as a child?
All right.
Everything.
I was so smart.
I don't think I knew the earth was round. Who the fuck knows?
Andrew, what about you?
Okay. At one point, I was I had a Doberman as a kid, and she would lay in my bed a lot, and I got bored one day, and I was 7 or 8 years old, and I was so dogs sniff each other's butts. I'm gonna make the dog sniff my butt. So, I stood up. And the dog was sitting over the edge of my bed, and I just pulled my pants down and just kept putting my butt in the dog's face. And then immediately my dad walked in, and he just looked at me, and then at the dog, and he just...
He puts his ass in your face.
No,
I see what's going
it's
on here,
human
son.
Centipede.
No, but he did was he just gave me a really disappointing look and said, "How would you like it if she did that to you?" and then left.
And then you really thought about it, and you're like, that's when the furry fetish was born.
The perfect time to teach a child about the golden rule.
Your dad's completely disgusted. You walk out, he's just completely gone. All his stuff's packed up.
My house is empty.
That night.
And turn around, the dog's gone too. But yeah, that was one of the stupid things I did as a child.
Did it actually smell your ass, or were you in the process of getting
I'm assuming the dog was like, oh, okay, and just, I don't know.
Ass.
Would you like me to ask my long dead dog what she
many,
thought of
like,
it?
Long strings of thought. I think its entire existence went just from comfy sleep to ass.
I think my dog, for maybe a split second, went, "Oh, that's his butt," and then was thinking about God knows what else. I don't think my dog really gave a shit. Why don't you have six dogs? Why don't you go ask one, or ask one rather?
I'd be afraid that if I put my ass in their face, they'd lick it.
Why are you afraid? That's the bonus.
Put some peanut butter in there.
For science. Let me know.
They've gone from these broken homes to my house where I shove my ass in their face and make them lick it.
Like they're staring at your ass like, well, it's either this or the streets.
Jackson's version of a fucked up Texas Chainsaw Massacre family where they just take in broken down animals and rape them.
They tie them to chairs and just the whole family shoves their asses in their faces. You're gonna lick it now, boy!
I never want to move out.
Steady supply of new animals every day. His mom just picks them out.
I just keep seeing ones
like
disappear.
It likes farts. Is that why you pick those furless cats? Because they just flap nicer when you rub your ass in them?
Yeah, basically. It's aerodynamic.
Yeah, like... that is the kid. Like, Charlie, you shave your ass, right? So your farts are louder now, right?
I haven't shaved my ass since it started getting moist from that process.
Why would you ever shave your ass?
But
that's
before
one of
then,
most
did you notice a difference in
things.
The sonic volume of your farts?
Yeah, the audibility of my farts was certainly askew. It was a lot louder.
I kind of want to compare our asses, Charlie, because I feel like I've got a hairier ass than you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it's not hairier than mine, though.
Yeah, I don't think anyone could beat Kaya in the hairy ass department.
Yeah, Jackson has to take a shower every time I take a shit because it's just so impossible to clean. I rip through fucking toilet paper. Just the only thing that helps is jet streaming in my asshole. Just to get the mud out of there.
Kaya goes to a wind tunnel and bends over and goes, "Hit it!"
Basically, if I was rich, I'd probably just hire a guy like Alfred to pamper me and wipe my ass and, I don't know, powder it. Need another powdering, Master Vane. Yes.
More ass wipes, Master Kaya. Oh, a big one today, Master Kaya.
I love that. I'll just hire this poor old man who just needs money to feed his family or something. His estranged wife, and all he has to do is flush my diarrhea and wipe my ass. My rich ass.
You shove your ass.
Fucking speckles from my legs, too, because for some reason it's always diarrhea and it's always splashy. Entire bowl gets turned into a Dalmatian.
You just shove your ass in his face and he's like, it's either this or the streets.
He just got out of my house.
It's better than that Australian kid who would fart on me all day.
Well, at least I don't have to eat it.
Yeah, like Charlie. What a weirdo.
He's looking at the ass and he's like, at least it's not earwax.
Yeah. God, I hate just being so runny.
So runny.
Yeah, if I had like a genie that granted me three wishes, one would be solid shit.
Would just two and three be out of turkey?
Logs. I mean, it doesn't have anything to do with turkey. It's just me drinking like 10 cups of coffee a day and not eating properly. Praying to Satan probably doesn't help. Who knows?
Can't imagine it would.
Jackson, do you have a stupid thing you did as a child?
I mean, yeah. Like Kaya said, there's a ton of stupid shit that you do when you're a kid. None of them really
funny ones, though. No funny ones.
Not really, no. It's hard to remember that far back.
Huh.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, luckily my asshole rubbing was just a couple weeks ago. I'm clean now.
Oh, I mean, there was this one time where we had these neighbors, as most people do, I guess. They, like, we had neighbors that were around my age, around them, which was like 6 years old, I guess. And no, it was later because I was getting to that sexual point where boners started happening. So probably around 9, I'm assuming. Charlie, does that sound about right?
I don't know. I got my first boner a few weeks ago.
So
he woke up in the middle of the night. What the fuck?
Oh, my pee's hard.
Started smelling his
Help eyes. Me, mommy.
So I remember we hung out with these kids all the time, me and my brother and my cousin. We were all around the same age, and we used to take turns sitting in like a garbage bin with the with the neighbor. We used to take turns sitting in the garbage bin with naked with the neighbor.
Naked?
Yeah,
there was and no, you didn't have anything to tell us.
No kind of sexual nature or anything.
Of course not.
Are you sure this wasn't orchestrated by their dad or something?
No.
What's not
play a fun game?
I'm pretty sure no one found
let's
out.
Play a fun
Last
game.
In, one in the garbage bin has to keep their clothes on.
This game is called Monopoly. Just tell your parents that. So, you know, undress and pick your figure.
Every time you pass go, you have to take off an item of clothing.
Jackson, can we swim in the pool instead? No, we're going to the garbage
bin.
In the bin.
In the bin with you. I'll pour some water
bin.
In there. It'll be like a swim.
In the bin, or I'll shove my ass in your face again.
Literal pedophile with a whole trash bin full of kids naked.
I wasn't
kids.
A pedophile. I was nine.
Yeah, little do we know, Jackson's cousin was 28 at the time.
No, so we used to take turns sitting in there with this chick from next door. Who was a little bit older, not older.
She was
like
23.
She met him online.
So we used to sit in there and nothing sexual used to happen. But there was one time, I think this was the strangest thing that happened in my childhood, where her brother got naked and sat in there with his sister. And we were kind of weirded out, so we just left them in the bin, I guess.
How old were they?
You crossed the line of naked garbage binning.
The brother was younger than the sister. I don't know if he could garner up an erection or anything like that, but he sat in there with his sister.
Wait,
naked.
Why did you preface this with the age where boners happen? Did boners happen in this bin?
Well, I assume so. That's why we were sitting together naked.
The magical moments where he received his fucking manhood. It's an Australian rite of passage. To become a man today, Jackson. Get in the bin.
I present to you the bin of manliness.
That's what my dad used to call it.
Now, I'll supervise your first time, but after that, you're on your own.
You're on your own, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't a very spacious bin either, so we were kind of like sitting on top of each other. So I can't imagine it would have been too comfortable for
you
the brother and sister.
You just keep getting more incriminating with every sentence, Jackson.
I slipped.
Oh, you're one to talk, mister. I was raped by a 25-year-old.
Hey, she was 24. Get it right.
I like that top comment on our previous video where someone pointed out that you were literally groomed by a pedophile.
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. We all have our vices.
Was she fat?
Slightly.
That's a pressing question. Was she hot?
That's the important part.
I'm just wondering if she could fit in a bin. All right, so I'm introducing a new segment on this official podcast. I don't have a name for it, but it's an advice corner. So does someone want to think of a special relationship
advice
corner?
If someone invites you into Jackson's bin, don't go.
No.
It's a trap.
I've moved past that, Andrew. I'm older now. I can't.
Yeah, but they haven't. Your victims haven't. It's not if you forgive yourself, Jackson. It's who forgives you.
I wonder if that brother and sister remember that. Because I can't imagine that would be a like fond memory.
They're in therapy for that right now, Jackson.
Maybe you remember it wrong. They're just entirely scarred.
They've got their own podcast.
They both keep saying, and this Jackson kid, he just kept encouraging us. He kept saying, get in the bin, get in the bin.
We later found out he was just a plant. His father put him up to it. He was the lure, he was the bait. He befriended us, and then his father beat us.
Trying to put his ass in our faces.
All right, so welcome to our helpful advice corner. King of Arrows asks, Hey guys, long time viewer, first time asker. A little bit of backstory. I'm in a committed relationship with a woman I love dearly, but I'm starting I'm starting to find her severely unattractive. My question is...
Is this a real...
Yeah.
Are you reading actual questions?
I'm not that nearly that good at improv to make up that kind of sentence.
You just exited out of BuzzFeed's forums.
Okay. I mean, I'm up for it.
I'll try. Sure.
Yeah, okay. I just didn't know if this was just part of a Jackson joke. All right, go ahead.
Can I finish my advice question? I'm not introducing segments anymore if you're going to talk over me.
Advice segment. Cool. Let's move on, guys.
My question is, what is the best way to fake an orgasm as a male?
There's no
it's the easiest thing in the world. Why do you need help with this?
I can't imagine it's that easy.
I was expecting a really serious question, and then we get a fake orgasm.
Yeah, that sounded a little more like it was winding up to, how can I get over this? Can we reconcile our feelings, or do I have to break up with her? How do I fake an orgasm? Just dump her.
Look, here's all you do. You do You do three harder pumps than what you're doing, then you stop, go, oh, sorry, and then you're done.
Or just have fun literally with it.
A little bit of spit.
That reminds me of a story. I can tell a story off that for faking an orgasm. It wasn't like an actual orgasm or anything, but just to kind of, you know, catch the girl by surprise one time just for my own entertainment. When I was going to town, I made like a dinosaur roar. I was like, like right during like the action. I mean, needless to say, the coitus ceased, but it was really fun. So if you want to fake an orgasm, I say double down and just do some creepy noises or make it really uncomfortable. Just for
the
fun.
The 24-year-old when I was 17 or whatever the ages were.
When you were 12.
Well, we were together for like we were together for like a little over a year. Here. So by the time we broke up, I was 18 or maybe 19, depending on timing. But the day we broke up, she was like, "Can we at least like fuck one last time?" Like as that like goodbye. No.
And then you faked an orgasm.
Oh yeah, no, I did. I completely faked it. Yes, I completely agree. I did. I hated her so much by that point.
Where did you pick her up?
She wanted to get one last act of pedophilia in.
Andrew, like, she must have been hideous.
She wasn't hideous, but it was bad. Mm-hmm. She was bad, but no, I completely faked it on the way in. I went like half of what I normally would, and I was like, "Oh, I'm done. All right, get out of my house. Bye."
Oh, I thought you meant like you faked it on the spot, like when she asked you, just like orgasm.
No,
she was like mayonnaise all over.
I put it under my bed for such an occasion, but
the emergency mayonnaise tanks.
No. She said,
"Like an octopus."
It just comes down from the ceiling with a little banner that says, "You did it."
Balloons.
That's like some fucking Nickelodeon slime time shit.
He
right
always
there.
Has a little McDonald's mayonnaise pack.
The secret word is tongue. Orgasm. But no, she was like, "Can we do it one last time before we break up?" And I was like, "Okay." And then I went half for as long as I normally would, and I was like, "Oh, I'm done. Okay, goodbye." And then as soon as she left, I jacked off.
So did you want to do it though?
Well, the thing is, I distinctly remember jacking off at the end, feeling better than the actual sex. So no, I really didn't. I only did it because
it was
she asked.
Great.
At that point in our relationship, it was literally any time I can get away from her was more fun than time with her.
Well, I mean, I feel like you had to go out of your way to be with her, man. Like she flew in for you. What do you mean it was harder to get
Let's
away
get this
from
this on the podcast instead of
this
Andrew.
Was after being together for like a year, so things had
what,
changed.
What like 24-year-old takes her time to groom a 15-year-old for like 2 years and flies out to him to fuck him? Like that's not something you want to tell your friends.
No, she was 22 when we started talking. She was 24 when I was 17.
Okay, Andrew, but still.
I'm not defending her. I'm not defending her. She was a grotesque slug monster who I'm pretty sure I picked up through lies and deceit. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't care. But the point is that
blacked out
that entire
part of your life.
Andrew wants to forget about it.
I do. It's one of
my. So we're
going to
bring it up
memories.
Every podcast episode.
That's fine. It's just, I don't know. I feel like I've told you the whole thing at this point.
Not her name.
Yeah. You know what? You're right, guys. Here's her social.
Are you still in contact with her?
Oh, God, no. As soon as we broke up, I stopped talking to her for the rest of my life.
Did she stalk you or anything? Did she try to talk to you?
No. No, it was an amicable breakup. Like, we both knew it was shitty and garbage.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Andrew, in if you put her in comparison to all your online dates, not online dates, but the dates you find online through your dating profile, how would she rank? Like, worst?
Oh, she's one of the lowest. By far.
One of the lowest? So not the
I've
lowest.
Had terrible
lowest
dates.
Lowest as in least worst?
So, look. When I do online dates, I'm very not picky because I like to give people a chance.
And no, you like to get
it's good because I feel like you're a cornucopia of just funny dating stories.
Well, that too. I like to do things. I like interesting stories and meeting weird fucking people.
They're called women.
You're the Bear Grylls of bad dates. I'm going to get fucked by a 24-year-old
that means
today. Gonna drink my own piss and fake an orgasm.
You got
Let's see if I can make it out of here.
Her vision's based on
I
movement.
Was dumped in the wild.
He has to call it quits in the middle, have his camera crew bail him out.
But no, she
go
was...
ahead.
I've dated a specter. I don't know. What the fuck do you want me to say? You guys just keep interjecting with shit.
Wait, yeah. Andrew, you promised us the second worst date you've ever been
on.
Oh,
yeah, I can
you
do that.
Tell us that. I think you didn't.
Well, I can do that. But I guess to preface it, so I've dated a spectrum of women, and there's a lot of jokes there. But anyway, so I've dated really hot and nice girls, and I've dated really shitty women. I give people a chance. Why not? And it's something to do.
Yeah.
So,
how nice of you to give the hot ones a chance.
That's really mean.
What did he say? I missed it. Kaya, say it again.
No, it was really mean, apparently. Not saying anything ever again.
Okay, good. So no, okay, so I guess, I don't know if it's the second worst. There's probably worse dates I can remember, but one of the other worst dates I went on was this girl was like, you know, where you're talking, whatever, and eventually she was like, I want to learn to play Magic the Gathering. And I'm like, oh, I play that. I've been playing since, like, middle school, and I play it off and on. And Charlie's been tinkering with it a bit, actually. It's
instant panty drop.
I know, but it's whatever. It's all right. It's an okay game. But I was like, how
it's
about...
one step below Yu-Gi-Oh! In terms of card games.
Actually, no, Yu-Gi-Oh!'s the worst.
That's gonna spark a discussion.
So
that's
anyway,
the
I was like, well,
podcast. Is Yu-Gi-Oh better than Magic the Gathering? That's what
everyone's Andrew is pro Yu-Gi-Oh, so everyone's going to hate on Yu-Gi-Oh.
Just title it Children's Card Games. Children Ass Games. But
oh, yeah,
so,
that's going to get advertiser friendly right there. Great. This will be monetized.
Can we
sure.
still buy spots for episode 7 ass sniffing?
We gotta get on them. They're cornering the pedophile market. Untapped gold.
They literally have the podcast. There's been ass sniffing stories and pedophilia.
Is that a problem,
Andrew?
So
no, not to me. I love it.
So anyway, this date, she was like, "I want to learn this card game, whatever." I was like, "Well, that could be like a fun date. Why don't we go to a card store and like
fun
we
date?"
Just, we can
I
just
feel
like
you're half you carry half the blame here, Andrew.
I mean,
go to people's trailers and you're up for card game dates.
Yes, I want
Do
you to
you
tell
want
the story.
Me to
Kaya,
tell?
Stop interrupting.
So being my nerdy and reclusive self, I was like, why don't we go to card store? We can hang out. I can teach you. We can just play the game, and you know, it'll be fun. I have my cards. She has her cards. Whatever. Whatever. So fuck it.
When does this take place, by the way? Just, what year is this?
You know, 1998, at the height of card games.
You know
games.
That scene? What movie is it where there's the couple and they're making that clay sculpture to that...
Ghost?
Romantic music.
Ghost?
What?
Poltergeist.
Yeah,
Poltergeist.
Ghost. It's Ghost.
Oh.
It's one of the two.
I imagine Andrew's doing that to the girl with, like, a deck
Yu-Gi-Oh
of cards, like, in front of her.
Yeah, I just lean tenderly into her ear and I go, I tap 2 mana.
No.
Jackson, they found out about your dogs. Run!
Are they taking you away finally?
Yeah, they heard the bin story.
That Jackson's family's finally getting busted.
We found where that lady who kidnapped all the animals lives.
They realized in Australia the shit swirls the other direction in the sink. You're the real one.
You hear his mom loading shotgun shells in the background.
Jackson! Jackson, we gotta go! Get
grab
to the getaway vehicle!
Jackson,
grab the dogs!
Get in the bin, Jackson. Get in the bulletproof bin.
Take off your clothes and get in the van, Jackson. So, we got to the card store, and this was a card store that I had gone to maybe once or twice. I had another one that I actually regulared, but this one... So, I was familiar with it, but it wasn't, like, my main go-to place, and it was kind of saved for that. So, the girl... as she's on her way, because we made plans, whatever, she's like, oh, by the way, can I bring my friend? And I'm like, and it was, she was like, I already picked her up. And I'm like, oh, well, fuck, cool, awesome, great, fine, yeah, whatever. So
threesome.
She picks up, she arrives at the card store, and she, first of all, is 100 pounds heavier than her pictures. Just, and she has a face.
Her pictures are very light. They're pictures.
What?
Cut that out.
No, we're leaving that in. So, all
right.
So she's massive, and her face looks like between her before and after shots, someone hit her with a brick. Like her face had genuinely splayed out. I don't know if it's because she got massive, or because she developed some sort of self abuse issue. But by God, it was
self abuse, like she punches herself.
Honestly, maybe form of emo. Fucking me, Charlie. Are you okay?
2017. They don't cut anymore. They punch themselves.
Dude, no, maybe.
Until they
and
swell
I'm,
up.
I don't like to be mean to people, and I really don't like to prejudge girls on dating sites. Oh my God.
Charlie fucking needs an oxygen tank.
Fucking self-abuse for a bruised face. Wow. What the fuck do you think she's doing? Just slamming her face on the countertop?
That's honestly what I thought. Yeah, she flattened her face out somehow. It looked intentional. I don't know. But so I don't like to prejudge people on dating sites because whatever. But
yes, we know.
She was literally the ugliest
maybe you
woman
should.
I've ever seen. She was the ugliest woman I've ever seen, and I'm being mean because she catfished me with it super hard. It was astonishing how unattractive she was.
I hope she doesn't watch this.
And then her friend got out of the car, and she was also like 250 plus pounds. She was a large woman, and I'm like, okay, great. Like this fuck. So
well, I don't know.
We
what
go in the card store.
Card game date.
I played fucking card games with some chick at Barnes & Noble, and she was cute. It happens sometimes.
I meant, like, you can't really be that disappointed when your whole goal was just to play card games.
Dude, no, when I go out for dates, I expect disappointment more than I do success, trust me.
Oh, okay. Right, well,
it's just, half of the time, it's just something to do. Or that's someone.
You were disappointed despite that.
So we walk in the card store, and everyone in there is obviously immediately staring at me. And them, because like,
you got two chicks. They've never seen women before.
Well, not only that, but true. These two
who's
girls,
a stud?
They're also gossiping like middle schoolers, and just like, oh my god, like,
I mean, wasn't this
oh
in
my
middle
god,
school?
Like, yeah, this happened 10 years ago after I got groomed
well,
by my pedophile.
And what year is it? You haven't told us. I don't know.
This was my freshman year in college.
So like what, 4 years ago, five
well,
years ago?
Well, to be fair, it was also when I was picking the game up again because a lot of my friends at school were playing it. So I was actually kind of excited
play
to
with
be like, hey,
people.
Let's play. It's been half an hour and I've gotten to the first step of this fucking story.
All right, fine. Jeez, tell us your great story about your
it's
newly
not
discovered
great. I don't
card
care.
Fetish.
Yeah, so then I shoved a blue eyes white dragon in her pussy. And then anyway, so... So, we walk through the card store, and they're, like, gossiping and giggling at everything. They're like those girls where it's like, oh, my God, we're girls in a game store. Like, oh, my God, everyone's going to be staring at us. Oh, my God. Like, can you look at these doors? It was just automatically like, oh, God, what the fuck is wrong with you? So, eventually, we sat at the very back table, as far away as I could bring people, because I was like, yeah, I'll teach you guys to play, you know, let's sit away from the distractions. And I tried my fucking damnedest to not talk to anyone in there, because I immediately knew I was never coming back to this card store. And since this day, I've never been back to that card store, despite the fact that I went to that school for all 4 years, and it was like 10 minutes away. They sit down, and I guess we're playing the game, but it was just this mishmash of them like giggling and gossiping and being fucking annoying and genuinely stupid and just not getting it. And
like, could she actually play it, or
she said that she had cards.
Excuse.
She said her brother played. She had her own cards and she wanted to play and had tried it a couple times, but she wanted someone to actually teach her. So yeah. I mean you can ask Charlie. I think I teach games pretty easily.
No, I'm
decently.
Not judging you. I'm asking if she was showing any genuine interest in learning, or if you were thinking she was actually just using it as an excuse to meet guys.
She was half snidedly showing interest between chattering to her friend about inane bullshit. So she was kind of like doing it as like, no, okay. Like every 5 seconds she'd go, no, okay, seriously, I want to learn. I'm serious. No, okay, for real. Oh, and like, God. Then she'd make like some shitty bratty joke or just be a terrible fucking like muck from Pokemon. It was, oh God. She like slogged into her seat more than she actually sat in it. About maybe a fifth into what I had planned to be there for, I had given her an out of like, hey, look, I got this project I got to do, so I'm going to have to leave like,
the blue
at this
project.
Point. I mean, yeah, the blue project is back. No, I was in school. File. I was in school, so I just said I had to meet at my like library for a group project or something. I don't remember. But anyway, I said, listen, before I go, do you have cards that you want to trade? Because like, I can take some of... so...
I like it. You fleece her.
So I can take some of your rarer stuff that like you won't use and use it in like my tournament level decks, and I can give you a bunch of like lesser stuff so that way you can build like decks and play with your friend here and shit. And she was like, yeah, that's cool. So I looked through her binder and I started rearranging stuff. I was like, yeah, I'll take this one and I'll give you these three for it, or oh, I'll take these two and like I'll give you this one shiny one, when the shiny one was like a common thing that they gave away for free. And eventually, by the time I was done, I had taken like $80 worth of cards from her. And I went, all right, well,
highway,
you know,
robbery.
Why don't you guys, you know, play with those new ones, and I gotta go. We'll talk later. And then I never went back to that store or talked to her ever again.
Because he robbed someone there.
The saddest part of that whole story is I looked at her binder.
I at least gave her one card for one card. What can I say?
He left out the part where he told her to subscribe to his YouTube channel, and we thank you for watching this podcast.
I went, hey, by the way, just in case you like this date, watch Hugbeast on YouTube. I play the Magic Gathering and other stuff. Yeah, ask anyone in here. They'll tell you.
It's a Hugbeast poster.
I feel like that would be a good scam. If you had like a good-looking lady friend, you could just send her out to these card stores to trade these losers for their best cards and then sell them online.
I'm pretty sure that's prostitution.
That's really smart.
Is that prostitution?
She doesn't have to do anything. She just has to talk to these idiots and they'll come in their pants because it's the first time any lady has ever talked to them.
So to answer your question, the best way to fake an orgasm as a male is to take a woman to a card game store. That concludes Jackson's advice.
That's the best way to make her fake orgasms for the rest of her life. So that was my dating story for this podcast. Join us next week when I have another one, I guess.
I feel bad for anyone who plays card games that's watching this right now. They must feel really insulted.
We don't mean any offense. You're definitely badass.
I mean, I like card games.
I do too.
And you're cool.
Charlie, one of our first bonding experiences was playing Team Yu-Gi-Oh! On Xbox Live.
Oh, God, that was fun.
It was so fucking fun.
Did you look at each other's binders?
No, it was
virtual.
Yeah,
nerd.
You didn't have virtual binders.
No, we were badass. We ran fucking
kind of diminishes the
lost.
Immersion if you don't have virtual binders. Come on.
Did Andrew rob you, Charlie?
No.
Did he take all your
I swindled him good.
Charlie's just as long-standing dates scam that Andrew's
Kai is
one
having
he's
a goddamn
have the best cards.
He's having a revelatory flashback right now, realizing that all those years ago I stole like $200 from him in cards. Just playing in his head, that's a fair trade. Boom, 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 boom. Nah, but I didn't feel any guilt. Like I would never do that to like new players or seriously.
I never do that to pretty women.
I felt nothing inside.
Look, listen,
hardened criminal takes cards worth money and doesn't feel shit.
Dude, I've traded with new people and shitty people, and I didn't do that. But the fact that she lied about who she was and what she looked like, I felt no remorse.
He's
like,
the best in the business. He'll swindle cards from anyone.
I just gotta take them on a date first, 11. And they're all mine. Take them to the bin date.
So this was your idea of revenge.
It wasn't. It was petty, but I guess that's revenge. Yeah.
I mean, I really doubt she cared at all.
I mean,
probably not until her brother told her she got fucked in one way.
Well, I didn't fuck her the other way. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is my date story for the podcast.
Card games.
Let me try and think of more. If I don't know.
So, Kai, you don't play card games. Have you ever played card games?
No.
Andrew, we got another victim here for you. You can teach him how to play.
I mean, they're not for everyone.
The problem is I don't even have any bad cards. I don't have any.
They're an acquired
taste. You can just
draw
some. You can make some. That's how Turkish people do it.
Well, no, Kyle, like, if you... I mean, if you want to genuinely play, there's ways to play for free online easily, but it's...
Andrew, I genuinely don't want to play.
That's what I was about to say. It's not for everyone.
Andrew's on the slide perspective.
I'm just trying to help.
It's okay, Andrew. We love you.
Charlie, did you ever make your own Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
Did I ever make my own Yu-Gi-Oh cards? What does that mean?
Counterfeit
like,
cards.
Did you ever like did you ever design your own? Like,
oh, like as a kid,
draw your own. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Not now,
I've got some
people
new things.
People check
I'm
his cards under a little microscope, like a fucking gold salesman. This is fake. I knew it. He pulls a gun on him. You're a fucking FBI.
No, what I meant is, like, on a blank piece of paper, would you, like, ever draw your own cards and shit?
Of course, I used to do that.
Yeah, same. That wasn't leading anywhere, I just wanted to know if I wasn't alone.
Yeah, no, I used to
do that
as well.
I mean, I did that, too.
Did you design your own trash bins, Jackson? That is silly puddle.
And this one has an easy open handle.
A trap door down the bottom as well.
This one's a trash bin that doubles as a backpack.
Tired of needing both a swimming pool and a trash bin? Not anymore.
Fill it up with water.
Introducing the Jackson hole.
Get clean while you get dirty.
Make sure your dad watches.
Ages 5 and down.
Alright, so I'm introducing a new corner, a segment into this podcast.
You
again.
Already did. Jackson, we're going to run out of corners, and you're going to feel
question.
Foolish.
Hey, there's four corners. Jackson's riddle corner. You have three when there's three, two when there's two, one when there's none. What is it?
Good riddles?
Cards in a binder.
Kyle?
No idea. A bin?
No. We'll let you guys think about this over the podcast, and I'll give the secret answer at the end.
This is probably the stupidest corner I've ever heard of in my life.
Don't you dare.
Yeah, Jackson is usually done at the end of an episode and then revealed in the next one.
I've never heard Charlie actually upset before, but I think
that is
that
such
was
a genuinely disappointing corner idea. Jackson.
Why? It's a riddle corner.
Charlie, it's gonna blow your mind though. Just wait.
You're right.
Yeah.
I should wait. I should
think about
judgment.
Is the answer nothing?
Well, I want the answer
Jackson,
now. So
how about we
podcast.
Go to our. Brand new
Am I
question
fired,
corner.
All right, time for Andrew's card game corner. No, oh, time wonderful. Time for Andrew's dating advice corner.
Charlie,
check
what would
your
corner be?
Bones.
What corner do you want to introduce to the podcast?
I have no idea. I don't think we
well,
need
then
corners.
Don't fucking put me down.
Charlie's right, round right. corner.
The corners are an integral part of the official podcast.
Smell a body part corner. You rub a random part and then you smell
it's,
it.
Charlie,
it's
what
not
does your butthole smell like
It's not
right
an
now?
Actual corner, Charlie. It's just a catchy name. Jackson's Riddle Corner.
It's not catchy at all. If you went to an elementary school and said that, they'd kick you out.
That's because they know about the stuff.
That's great, Jackson. I bet you're going to replace Morgan Freeman in Now You See Me 3. You got the role.
They're making a Now You See Me 3?
I don't know. Probably.
I hope not.
Did you guys see the Oscar nominations?
No. Was it all Morgan Freeman?
That concludes Jackson's movie corner.
Oscar nominations corner.
It concludes Jackson's Academy Awards. Have you seen it? Yeah, cool.
The first annual
little
Jackson Academy Awards.
Little does everyone know, we literally had to edit out 3 hours of Jackson Corners this podcast.
Wasn't that the one where everyone got mad at Meryl Streep because she just made herself out to be the snobby asshole?
No, that was what's the other one? The Golden Globes?
Was it? I don't know. But
the,
that one
no,
legitimately
the Oscars,
made
the Oscars
me angry because
been.
She, Charlie and I have developed this palpable anger towards artists. And the shit she said just was such disconnected bullshit where she talked about how we should all be thankful for Hollywood and actresses because if not for them, we would all be stuck watching football instead. I'm like, oh, God, the horror.
What's wrong with watching football?
Around.
Why can't Why can't we be thankful for both?
Why can we not be thankful for Hollywood? Fuck them.
Yeah, people really don't. Not a, sorry,
I like movies. I don't get the celebrity worship because when I was little, I just don't get when we went from calling them Hollywood phonies to giving a shit what they think. They're prostitutes. They're paid to act.
Social media.
Yeah, I guess.
It.
Yeah,
social
media.
I can guarantee you that was the revolution.
But I just
then
wish
you realized...
someone would just sit them down and tell them, listen, you were a waitress and now you're an actor. You're still the same shit.
Kaya, I have two quick things on this point. The first thing is that social media made people realize just how quote-unquote real these people are. And secondly, Charlie's going to say this isn't fun, so let's move on.
I was going to say, I think it's actually the conflict in Syria that caused it.
Definitely.
And now it's fun again. Good work, Jackson. You saved.
That was Jackson's conflict in Syria corner.
Jackson's geopolitical
corner. The news out of Syria.
Corner.
But yeah, no, social media made everyone go, oh wow, this person's so relatable.
I don't know,
just like
all
me.
I see, I mean, it's, like Madonna is in the news. Isn't Madonna like 97 years old now?
Who, Madonna? Is she not dead? Didn't she die last year?
I hope so.
I wish.
Yeah.
Charlie, if you could kill one actor, who would it be?
One
or actress.
No,
like
if you could remove.
And, okay, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Remove,
I'm, yeah.
Kaya,
Charlie, if you could terminate one celebrity, who would it be?
If you could send one celebrity to Christmas Island, who would it be?
If you could cleanse one race of celebrities.
If you could cleanse one race, which one would it be?
No question.
We got think carefully.
I think, Charlie, you should stick to celebrities.
when we come back, we'll all tell you which race we're going to cleanse. The answers will surprise you.
It's Jackson's Ethnic Cleansing Corner.
Yay.
All right, no, seriously, Charlie, which celebrity would you remove?
I don't know. I'm going to have to think about that one for a second. Does anyone have, like, a quick answer to that?
Woody Harrelson.
Why is that?
Why?
Shit, why?
Because he's Reddit AMA was really bad.
I don't even... know about it.
Thank you for being relevant, Jackson. That was Jackson's Reddit corner.
That was my honesty corner. You want me to give an honest answer? I gave it.
No. I mean, what was
fuck
bad
you, Woody
about
Harrelson.
It? Why did his AMA make you angry enough to
because every reply, like, he just ignored the actual question and just advertised.
That's what they all do, though. That's why
time.
I hate those fucking
AMAs.
AMAs
are stupid,
does.
But this was just blatant, like, advertising. He didn't even, like, answer any questions or even, like, talk about the questions. He just went straight into, I think it was Rampant or something, movie. He just, like, yeah, shilled for that. And right. If there's one thing you know I hate, it's shilling for companies.
And this podcast is sponsored by Jackson Shilling Corner.
Charlie, you got anyone yet?
The only one that comes to mind is Afton Smith.
Who's that?
Who?
She's not a celebrity.
Well, she was an actress, though.
Who is it?
Yeah, so she's been removed,
Neverland?
Basically.
She was Brendan Fraser's wife.
I feel like
wife.
You already have.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Jesus, that's really... No, that,
but,
why?
Charlie,
like
she, needs that she needs that $900,000 of alimony, dude. Come on.
That's, shit,
how else
really?
Is she meant to support her kids?
Yeah, really. Brendan can afford it.
Do you want them living in middle economy?
My child eats only the finest caviar.
Middle economy.
Middle economy.
It's called middle class, Jackson, but I guess
middle
you're
economy.
Too little too rich to know.
Yeah, they're not good enough for the high economy.
Any fucking anything What's less than $100 on anything.
Jackson's economics group.
She's cool. The only one that comes to mind, though.
It's the middle of the night. You're sleeping soundly in your bed.
Your questions are more like riddles than Jackson's riddles.
And you hear a voice and it says, what is 3 of 3? No. So
no, it's you have 3 when there's 3, 2 when there's 2, 1 when there's none.
Jackson, we know the answer is charity. Let's move on. So it's the middle of the night. You're sleeping in your bed and all of a sudden you hear like a ghostly voice waking you up. You rub your eyes and in front of you is the ghost of blank. Who is it and what do you ask them?
It's kind of cool.
All right.
Fuck up, Charlie.
I don't have a good
idea. I kind of zoned out. I sleep and I get woken up by a ghost, and who is it?
And you're rubbing your eyes, and the question is, who is the ghost? And
you didn't need to throw in the rubbing
So you rub the ghost eyes.
I'm so sorry I missed that integral part of my eyes adjusting.
You're sleeping in the middle of the night and someone scares the piss out of you and you wake up and you notice there's a ghost in front of you. And who is the ghost? And what is the first thing you ask them? The Not even like you thought about it. Like, what is the first thing you want to ask them?
Who are you?
No, you know who it is. You're picking who it is, but then it's the first question that comes to your mind. Like, how did you die? Or what the fuck are you doing here? Like, what would you ask?
Oh, yeah,
them?
This is so much better, guys. Thank you.
Wow. Jackson's sarcasm corner. Charlie said it was cool.
I think it's interesting. I mean, it's not a good question, but I mean, you know, at least you fight tooth and nail for it. When Kaya missed the eye rubbing, you were right there. You were right there telling about the eye.
And I made it up on the spot.
Andrew fights for the integrity of all of his questions.
I made it up on the
question.
I made it up on the spot, and yet it's just as good as these other fucking questions.
Because they make it up on the spot as well.
No, they don't. They plan for hours.
They put planning into it. Yeah. You don't have student groups writing theses.
All right. Okay. I have an actual quick and easy good question. Would you rather be the world's best garbage man or the world's worst astronaut?
Yeah.
Right?
Best garbage man, because I'm going to die.
No,
are my eyes adjusted or am I still rubbing them?
Yeah.
They are fully 2020.
You just cannot believe he's the best garbage man.
So the idea is you're good enough to be an astronaut. You're not going to like get everyone killed, but you are well known around NASA as the worst man for the job.
Well, who gives a shit then if you're going to be fine? I still get to fly around in space, don't
no,
I?
No, but like no one likes you.
Houston doesn't have to like me for me to do saltos and have fun. In fact, that'd be better that then I'd have an excuse. Oh, there's Kaya, the bumfuck loser.
Cool, but then you
doing
go
nothing,
down in
just having fun.
But then you go down in history as the world's worst astronaut. And
I don't think you'd go.
Yeah, but I get to jerk off in space. Who gives a shit?
Is there like a book of worst astronauts?
You can't jerk off in space.
Andrew, I'm not going to brag about being the world's best garbage man.
Why not?
It's not a legacy I want either. I don't care.
Why not?
That'd be pretty cool, like, to be the best of something.
The very best. You are the best garbage man on Earth. Literally no one can or will dispute you.
Oh,
ever. For the rest of time.
I mean, you could probably negotiate.
Charlie, we should rewrite Heart Turbo.
Yeah.
It's an amazing occupation.
I would go.
Funny you should ask.
I would still go the garbage man. Yeah. I'd go the garbage man.
I'd honestly probably do the garbage man as well.
I absolutely would do the garbage man.
Why would you want to be someone that's the worst of anything?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's like
why
the worst.
Would you be the best at garbage collecting?
Kaya,
like,
I'm going to go down in history.
I've never slipped on a banana peel. I'm the best. I recycle everything before you do.
Kaya, when
they
dedicate
three trash bags,
when they add you to the Aerospace Museum, people will collectively scoff as they walk by your.
Well, at least he'll be in the Aerospace Museum.
Do you care what happens to you after you die? I don't.
No. Well, yes, but no. I care what happens to me now.
Is there a garbage man museum?
Yeah, it's like monuments built to you.
I
Andrew, the garbage man who kept us clean for 1 hour a day.
Dude. Okay, Kaya, what if there's a small baby who accidentally gets thrown in the trash? You being the best garbage man on Earth would be able to identify that and rescue
care?
Him. And then
I think
you'd
have
hero.
To be a blind garbage man to not identify it. You don't
no,
need to be the cream
if,
of the crop.
Yeah, it's
what if
kind
someone
of difficult
hid
not
their
to see
baby.
A crying baby?
Okay, so the baby was doing the Jackson bin dance, and it was about to get thrown out in the trash because the dad was
you
trying
mean,
to hide it. Yeah.
Now you're just setting up fucking Marvel movie plots where
that's what would happen.
Kidnapping children, and I'm the only garbage man who can rescue them.
Are you telling me that my plot for a garbage man? Are you telling me if my plot for a garbage man themed superhero wouldn't work out?
So the answer to Jackson's riddle was time. What a big surprise! Thanks for joining us on the official podcast.
Did you actually Google it?
Was that
that's not the answer?
Fuck. Hey. I saw that in the movie,
oh,
The Gods of Egypt. All right.
Wait, it was tomorrow, Charlie. That was the answer. Remember?
Oh, it was tomorrow, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tomorrow, because time was the incorrect answer, which was kind of... That whole scene sucked ass.
Yeah.
Why are we talking about it?
That's fine, yeah. Thanks for joining us for the official Gods of Egypt podcast. Jackson, what was the answer?
What the fuck? What
Jackson, for real, what was the answer?
All right, the answer was, and you'll never guess this one, boys. The answer... Wait, what was the answer?
You gotta pull up the Google Images page again.
When there's three.
The answer is time.
Of three. I should have written it down. Riddle.
Like the questions?
I wrote questions down. I just thought you'd answer it.
Was the question, what's the answer to the riddle?
Yeah, I'm seriously gonna have to answer this next week.
Oh, is it? Okay, I'll Google it myself. Wait, what are you using? Like fucking Wayback Machine on the
iPad? Oh, wait, no, I remember. I remember. It was choices.
Well, what
you have three choices when there's three, two when there's two, and only one when there's none.
You're wrong. The answer is
You still say I only have one choice.
I mean,
technically,
Jackson, you're totally wrong. Someone. According to Google, the answer is Aziz Ansari's Master of None renewed for season two, according to Netflix.
Does anyone here actually find Aziz Ansari funny?
No, I think he's one of the worst comedians in the world. Nothing he ever does is funny. Aziz Ansari.
He's the guy from Parks and Recreation. He was alright in Parks and Recreation, but
no,
I don't find him stand-up funny.
I couldn't care less.
He's painfully not funny.
All I heard was Aziz Ansari.
That's, you got it. That's his name.
Make sure to join us for next week on the official podcast where we are just completely getting rid of Jackson's Riddle Corner. So that's something to look forward to.
Hey.
Getting rid of Jackson. You think your airtime was a fucking mistake?
Yeah, why did we invite the editor onto the show?
Jackson should be quiet and pretty.
Well, he's already pretty.
Thanks for watching this episode of the official podcast. Feel free to check us out over on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play now, as well as our subreddit, which is the official podcast on Reddit. What is it? reddit.com/r/ the official podcast.
https.
Just go ahead and copy and paste what Jackson said.
Check us out on Vidme as well. We're not sponsored by them anymore, but check us out there.
You can't leave that in.
We can. We play by our own rules.
I thought you
anarchists.
Yeah, we
tip over
on
trash cans.
Whether they like it or not.
Whether Jackson's naked in them or not.
Yeah, so check us out there. Any other platforms? No. YouTube here. Check us out here. Check us out everywhere. Give us views everywhere. Leave a review everywhere. On iTunes, please. That'd be good.
Fucking Google us.
Leave us better
everywhere.
Questions.
Go to the website.
And preferably in the form of 5-star
iTunes
reviews.
Our questions are great.
In the comments, rank us all in order of attractiveness.
All right, thanks for watching.
Yes, our questions are amazing.
Oh, my spine. Bye.
All right, good work.